Hi, my name is Brad Sullivan, and I'm a program manager on the Visual Studio Diagnostics team. Asynchronous code is ubiquitous in Windows Store applications, but debugging asynchronous code can be difficult. In this demo, I'm going to show you new capabilities in Visual Studio 2013 that make it easier to understand the state of your application while debugging asynchronous code. In the first part of this demonstration, I'm going to show you how to solve the problem, "How did I get here?" when debugging asynchronous code. I'm going to start with a JavaScript application. I'm going to begin debugging it. This application loads a picture, so I'll select a picture. And you'll see that I hit an exception in Visual Studio. The exception dialog gives me some information. It says, WinRT information, an item cannot be found with the specified name, captain.txt. But if I break, it's not obvious where that is happening. I've scrunched down the call stack window here to give you the view that you would see in Visual Studio 2012. All you would get is a couple of lines, and none of this is really interesting code. It's just error throwing code. But if I expand the call stack, you can see that in Visual Studio 2013, we've created an asynchronous call stack that stitches together different pieces of the call stack across asynchronous calls to create a single logical call stack. If I go down further from where that error code was, I can find my code, and when I click on it, I'm navigated to the code that shows me where captain.txt is. If I stop debugging and fix this, you can see that the next time I don't hit the same exception. So that example was in JavaScript, but these features work for .NET code and C++ as well. For the next example, I'm going to show you a managed application written in C#. I set a breakpoint in my application, and I begin debugging it. You can see that here as well, I get an asynchronous call stack. In this case, I'm able to switch to frames that are lower in the call stack, and you can see that for managed code, the autos window works, and I can inspect local variables. In addition to viewing the call stack, I can also see each outstanding asynchronous operation by going to the tasks window. I can see each task's status, its duration, its location, and the task name. This gives me an understanding of what's going on in my app right now. If I hover over the location, it shows me a call stack. And this call stack is also interactive. I can click on it to switch frames. So that's asynchronous debugging in Visual Studio 2013. I hope you'll try it out and that it saves you a lot of time.